In the Fajaro Witch Trap, Black sacrifices two of his minor pieces in order to win the White Queen. Let's quickly look at the trap. So the game starts with d4, Black plays knight to f6, White plays c4, and now Black plays e5, offering a pawn for free, and we very well know that this setup is called as the Budapest Gambit. Since White is getting a free pawn over here with an attack on this knight, so White happily captures this free pawn. And here, Black, instead of moving the knight to the g4 square, he moves it to the e4 square. Notice how this knight is nicely placed in the center of the board and is eyeing the weak f2 square in the White's territory. White here now plays a very normal developing move, and that is knight to f3, developing his kingside minor piece as well as adding protection to this awkwardly placed e5 pawn. And here, Black offers another pawn to White by playing d6. Now, since White's pawn is awkwardly placed here, so he thinks that it would be really a good idea to capture on d6. So that is why White plays e into d6. And now Black captures back this pawn with his dark squared bishop. And here, a lot of beginners end up playing a normal looking move like g3. The idea behind g3 is that they will be fianchetting their bishop on the g2 square and then quickly castle their king. But unfortunately, this normal looking g3 move is a blunder in the game. And the reason why it is a blunder, because look at Black's pieces. This knight is eyeing on the weak f2 pawn. This bishop is eyeing this weak diagonal over here. And Black's queen has a straight shot to the White queen. And if we put all of these combinations together, you will be able to find a brilliant move in this game, and that is knight into f2. Black decides to sacrifice this knight if the king captures this knight, and now Black will sacrifice another minor piece by playing bishop into g3 check and also revealing a discovered attack on the White's queen. White king is unable to protect his queen because he cannot go back, so now he is forced to capture the bishop, and now Black can easily capture the White queen and win this game.